Russia's President Vladimir Putin has visited Chinese leader Xi Jinping, hot off the heels of a Donald Trump trip to Beijing.
Russia-China relations are currently at an unprecedented high level and continue to grow.
That's Vladimir Putin. Now, this might sound like just standard meetings between politicians, but these are some of the most powerful people in the world. So what goes on between them has serious consequences for global politics, wars, economics, and the world order as we know it. China's a global superpower with major influence over the whole world. It's also the Kremlin's top trading partner, especially after Western countries blocked Russian trade because of the war in Ukraine. In terms of Australia, Beijing's our largest trading partner too, but often differs strategically and politically to us. As for the US and China, they've long been considered rivals. So all eyes were on Donald Trump when he headed there, the first time a US president has visited in 9 years. Despite there being no major announcements from the visit, there didn't appear to be tension either, with the two leaders showing a lot of warmth towards one another.
It's a special world with the two of us united and together.
That's a pretty major moment between two global superpowers. But then, enter Russia, another country America's had serious friction with for decades. The timing of Mr. Putin's visit to China has raised eyebrows, but Xi Jinping says it was planned to commemorate a significant date between the two nations.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of the establishment of partnership and strategic cooperation and the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty on Good Neighbours, Friendship and Cooperation.
So what's the significance of this latest Russia-China exchange? Well, the two leaders put out a joint statement, something that's rare in itself.
And the joint statement, it actually strongly reaffirmed the idea of a multipolar world, criticised the old Western alliances and sanctions policies, obviously.
That's Grégoire Rouse, director of the Europe, Russia and Eurasia programs at think tank Chatham House. For reference, a multipolar world is one where multiple countries hold global power, not just one or two. The ABC's China correspondent Alison Horn says this statement is significant.
From China's perspective, it wants to be seen as a world leader, a stable, non-chaotic leader that can almost put itself at the top of a new global diplomatic world order. This is a pretty pointed bar, but the United States here.
As for the war in Ukraine, China continues to show support to Russia over the conflict, now in its fifth year. But Beijing's also been supplying drone batteries to Ukraine. Grégoire Rouse again.
China continues to avoid openly endorsing the invasion itself, yet, in a way, increasingly almost legitimizes Russia's broader geopolitical narrative. And Beijing is, effectively saying, Russia may have acted the way it has, but the West created the strategic conditions.
As for the US-Iran war, China agreed with Mr. Trump it should end, but didn't offer tangible help to do so. Xi Jinping is set to head to the US in September, the first visit there by a Chinese leader in a decade.